بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، here I basically want to give you some advice regarding how to deal with the waswas from possessing jinn. Now these principles that I will teach you here, these are also applicable to when you're not possessed. When you just got a qareen inside you, what everybody basically has, you see. So you can use the same principles to deal with that waswas as well. The first thing we need to realize is that when we have this overwhelming waswas from these jinns inside us, we have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden us with something which is beyond our ability. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. So Allah doesn't burden us with something which is beyond our ability. So we have to remember this. When this becomes really overpowering and over, it's really burdensome what we are going through, we have to remember this. Next thing, another thing which is important to look at when you're really dealing with this waswas, is to look at your sins. Are you sinning? I mean, are you doing a lot of sins? That's one really important area you need to really look at. So that's really important to check. Are you doing a lot of major sins? Are you falling into a lot of sins? How are you with your religion? Are you praying? Are you wearing hijab properly? You know, you really need to look at that. Okay. And if you can't find any sins and there are no sins there, alhamdulillah, we're talking about major sins. Everybody's going to sin now and again, but we're talking about major sins and continuing doing those major sins. Then for you, maybe it's just a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important for you then, and that's when you can't find any sins that you're doing, to be patient with the test. You have to really be patient. Another point here is that if you do have a lot of waswas, what you might need to do is to diagnose yourself with jinn possession. That's really important. So find out, you can go onto my video, Practical Self-Ruqya Part 1 on YouTube. That's Practical Self-Ruqya on YouTube. And you can watch the video there and diagnose yourself and see if maybe you might have jinn possession. And then if you do, then that needs to be treated. One thing which is really good to deal with waswas, especially when you've got a lot of psychological conditioning, when the waswas has become to a level where it's just not normal waswas, it's really ingrained sort of waswas, then you're going to probably need to do hijam to get rid of that. So really bad phobias, anxiety problems, really feeling nervous and panicky and having panic attacks, what you need to do is get hijama done around your heart area with the intention of removing that waswas conditioning that you're suffering from. See, so it's really important for the hijams to make that intention when they're putting the cups around your heart area, okay? That they actually make that intention to remove that waswas condition that you're suffering from. If they don't make the intention, then it's not going to get removed. Really, as the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innama al-a'malu biniyat, actions are by intentions. If you don't do that, then it won't go away. I remember myself, I used to have minor phobias. I didn't make that intention to remove the waswas conditioning from that area, in my heart area. And it didn't go. But once I made the intention to remove it with hijama, alhamdulillah, it removed and I feel much better now. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You know, so it's really important to make the intentions when you're doing hijama. Not just to make hijama or do hijama. You got to have the intentions to, what are you doing hijama for? So if you're doing hijama for removing a waswas condition, then that's your intention. So you need to make that intention to remove it. Okay, so let's look at some things you can do in order to deal with this waswas, which you're getting from these possessing jinn. Like I said, you can also use these principles to deal with the jinn where everybody has in them, you know. The first thing you should do is that you seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have a crazy thought. They put a crazy thought in your heart, or put a crazy thought in your mind, or a crazy feeling, or a terrible feeling in your mind, in your heart. What you do there, the first thing you should do is say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. That's what you should say. All right? That's what you should say. The next thing you should do is say Alhamdulillah, that Allah has guided you to know that this is waswas from the shaitan, you know. And if you're sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guide you so you can differentiate between if it's your own thoughts and feelings, meaning your own self, or is it from the jinns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide your heart, and you will be able to know this, inshallah ta'ala. If you sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will guide your heart, and you'll be able to know when it's from the jinns and when it's your own self. So once you know that this is from the jinn, especially when you get some of these crazy thoughts and feelings in your heart, okay, then you say, A'udhu billahi shaitan jim, say Alhamdulillah, at least Allah's guided you. Many people don't know these things, and they just follow these feelings, you know, and they think, oh, this must be a natural feeling. Oh, and they just carry on doing and following those feelings, when we shouldn't. We should step back and say, what is this feeling I'm getting? This is not from Islam, this feeling I have. So you say, A'udhu billahi shaitan jim, say Alhamdulillah, and you keep away, and you keep away from following up that feeling. Like I said before here, or some like I've said before, you won't be accountable for having crazy feelings in your heart. Okay, so you won't be accountable for having something, you know, a crazy feeling in your heart, because you didn't act upon it. The only problem is when you start acting upon these feelings and agreeing to these feelings. That's the issue here. So if you ignore them and don't listen to them and don't agree with the feelings, then you'll be fine, inshallah ta'ala. So we said you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem first of all. Then you praise Allah, saying Alhamdulillah, you know that you've been, Allah guided you. So you're happy with the Allah's helped you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next thing you're supposed to do is just ignore the thought. You've got to ignore the thought and the feeling, and don't ponder on it and try to erase it from your mind. You try. Sometimes it's going to be very difficult to do, because that feeling will just linger on. Okay, but what you do, you don't play with it, you see. What you have to do here, you see, because the jinns are watching you, and they're seeing you, and watching how you react to the situation. So if they see that, oh look, we reminded him of a bad incident in his childhood. Maybe something happened to you, maybe for instance, Allah save us from this, being child abuse or something like that. The jinns, they remind you of this situation. Obviously to sadden you, to make you feel depressed and sad. What you do there, obviously you have to ignore it, but they will watch you and see how bad you take it. If they see that you're really getting depressed by this, oh, and your hands are in your head, and you're really getting depressed, and you're crying, you're really upset, they say, ah, they found something then. So they realize that this is really good, so they'll just keep reminding you of that thing, because they say it's effective, we've affected him or her, so they will keep reminding you of this. So it's really important to try your best to ignore it. Even if you've got the feelings lingering on, you try to not ponder on it and just don't give it any weight. You know, you just move on with your life and just say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem," and carry on. The other thing you're supposed to do when you get these feelings is that you're supposed to counteract, attack it. So you do the opposite of what they want you to do. Okay, so once they want you to maybe a bad feeling or towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you think of a positive thing about Allah. So when they're giving you a negative thought of Allah, oh, Allah's this and Allah's done this for you, He's not done that for you, you think of something positive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for you, and you ignore the rubbish that the jinns are saying, you see. That's one of the things you have to do here. You can't just leave that feeling there. You think of something positive for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, Allah's helped you. And even if you do a sajda as well, that'll be even good. So if you remember something Allah's done for you, and then you say Alhamdulillah, thank you for doing that, and you make a sajda, you know, saying shukr, you know, saying a prostration of thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to some of the times the feelings they put in you regarding your family and your wife or children, now sometimes these jinns will actually make you feel negative towards your wife, especially if you've got sihr to separate your man and husband. Once somebody's diagnosed themselves with sihr, and then they do specific ruqyah to work out, look, they've got sihr to separate themselves from their mother, or from their mother, even from their father, or separate from the children or the wife, for instance, then this person, what they have to do is then go against the things the jinns are trying to make them do. So if the jinn doesn't like you to sit next to your wife or your daughter and maybe kiss your daughter, then you have to actually do this. It's really important to fight these feelings and not just let the jinns get away with it. There are three ways basically of getting back at these jinns, okay? One way is obviously to do ruqyah, and that's the best way to do it, really. Then you got another way of doing hijama, drinking zamzam water, eating black seeds, the black seeds, habitus or the black seed, and doing maybe taking honey, for instance. These things are, that's the second type of thing you could do. So ruqya and doing hijam and zamzam water. And also the third thing you can do against jinns is actually doing the opposite of what they want you to do. You see, that is another way you have to do. And you have to do really all three to really be successful. You have to do all three. You can't just do ruqya and do hijama and all those things. You have to actually do the third thing as well. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. He doesn't want us to let the jinns win and we start following these feelings and agreeing with these feelings. So when they put hatred in our heart towards our wives and our families, we don't follow it up and agree with them and not, you know, and actually manifest hatred towards our families. No, we don't do this. We do the opposite of that. And that's what we really need to do. It's really important. People, alhamdulillah, they do a lot of ruqya, they do a lot of hijama and taking zamzam water. But this area, they really slack and weak in this area. And this is really important to do this. And that's what we're talking about here, you see, is counter-attacking their bad thought with a positive thought and doing the opposite of what the jinn wants us to do. You're going basically against the grain. Having said that, because you're going against the grain, it's going to be very difficult. It's not very easy to do, to be honest. Now, if you find it very difficult to do, what you need to do is step back and look at yourself. Okay, what is going on here? I'm finding it very difficult to show love to my family, my wife, and my mother and father. What is going on here? And is it sins keeping me down? Because that's what usually is going to be. Sins usually not allowing you to do this. Because Allah doesn't put a burden on us which is beyond our ability. We're supposed to be doing good things for our mother and father and our children and our wives. If you can't, and Allah helps us to do these things, it actually is an obligation to treat our parents nicely. If you can't treat your parents nicely, there is something wrong with you. I mean, you've got to look at your sins here. You see, so if you find that somebody's following these feelings, they didn't put them feeling in your heart that you want to make you actually hate your parents and to actually fight and argue with your parents, then you have to step back and say, look, I can't even fight. I'm having trouble going against these feelings. All right. Then what I would say to that person is to look at your sins, because maybe it's your sins keeping you away from doing this deed, this good deed of treating your parents well. Okay. So do that, inshallah ta'ala. If you keep doing this, attacking the jinn in this way, counter-attacking them and doing the opposite of what they want you to do, you'll find in the end they'll just give up. And obviously when they see that you're taking it as something, a positive thing, when they give you the waswas, you see it as a positive thing in the sense that alhamdulillah, Allah's guided you to know what exactly is going on with these jinns. The jinns are going to realize, subhanallah, they're not going to say subhanallah, but they're going to realize that, hey, this person is using us to get closer to Allah. So they're going to reduce the amount of waswas they're going to give you. You see, every time you give them a waswas, you make sajd to Allah. You say, alhamdulillah, you seek refuge in Allah. You say, alhamdulillah, you make sajd to Allah. Oh, thank you for guiding me to knowing that this is waswas from the jinn. You actually counteract it. So you start giving love to your family and your parents. You start doing this. Once the jinns realize you doing this, and then on top of that, you do some dhikr, you know, because that's the fifth one which I just missed out on. You do dhikr as well on top of that. After counteracting it, you do some dhikr. I say, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, yeah. Once they see you doing all of this, they're going to realize, subhanAllah, they're going to realize that, hey, this person is using us. So they feel they're going to be used, you see. So they're not going to do so much waswas. You know, they realize that, hey, this is not working. So we better reduce the amount of waswas we're doing and we think of something else. If that does happen, and inshallah ta'ala it will happen if you follow these principles, then what you have to be aware of next is watch out for the next game. Always be on guard. And that's what you should always be when you've got jinns inside you, especially. You be on guard. You say, okay, what's the next thing they're doing? Especially with the waswas. Okay, oh yeah, he's attacked me with my parents, and okay, I've counter-attacked that, and I've started giving love to my parents and not arguing with them and, you know, doing good towards my family as well. So next thing, what are they going to do? Then maybe they'll start with your friends or your neighbors, you see? So that's what you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be always on guard. And that's how I was when I used to have sihr. I used to always question every feeling I would get, every thought I would get. I would step back and say, hey, Saeed, is this from myself or is this the jinn? And most of the times Allah would guide me to know what it was. And then I would go against it and I would do the opposite of what the jinns want. So maybe my daughter would say to me, Dad, can you help me with this? And I'll immediately feel a bad feeling. Oh, Dad, can you help me with the homework? Oh, what's that? I say, hey, this is the jinn, obviously, because I've got sihr to, you know, break me up from my daughter or separate me from my own daughter. So then I'll go against that feeling and then I'll go sit next to my daughter, kiss my daughter's hand and help her with her homework. Go against it. You have to go against it. That's what you have to do here. You see, you need to go against everything the jinn tells you to do. And if you do that, inshallah ta'ala, you'll see that inshallah ta'ala, it will weaken. It will get weaker and then they'll start doing other things. But it's really important to keep your guard up. And always question what feelings you get in your heart and your mind, inshallah ta'ala. And remember, you do all this for the sake of Allah. We don't do this to get back at the jinns. Don't do that. Do this all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it for His sake. If you do that, inshallah ta'ala, you will be successful. Walhamdulillah.